And you know it's wrong to expect, sometimes you may not expect, but there is a time in your life when you start expecting it then, and you're given a lot. Now how to stop, sort of protect yourself from these things, because we're living in an environment where there is always a given and take and you always want in your life. And it is your vision to rise above others, but how do you just stop yourself from even expecting or feeling hard about small things when you don't want to order so much more?
The question is the most difficult question, because it relates to an assumption that even when you know that you want to pray out, you are where you are, and you want to face the problem as it is. And that is a difficult thing. As long as you want to remain what you are, and yet you want to solve the problem, that is difficult. Expect everything from God. You have a legitimate act to expect everything from God.
You do have that feeling that God is there for you. Because somehow, at times, you just forget that. You don't forget. You forget that and then you get irritated. You don't want to be angry. When you're expecting, you're not getting, you're sensitive, you're not, you tend to get irritated. And you don't want to. After you've got irritated or you've got a little annoyed, then you realize, oh, you shouldn't have done it. You know, you just come. You know you're not supposed to do it, but when the situation is in front of you, you want not to do it, but you do it, and after that, you really regret as to why you went into all this. But it just comes again and again, how many times. We come, we listen, we go back home, you know, you think, okay, come on,
you can't do it. Just take them. This is what Shivan wrote in one of his letters. Just take them, because to justify or not to justify, that itself is needless. These small things should have no place at all. Just take them, understand. Or if they occur, then just take them even in thought. Say that this should not happen at all. And I'm not going to justify it or to defend it or any way support it. It is just to be kicked away. And once you have done it four times, then they won't do it. But they require a real kick. Just kick them away.
One more thing, when you try to go into your bed, firstly, we get all our problems in our mind, that is the first thing that comes to you, you start wondering more. Then the phase comes when you are very peaceful and you can feel very relaxed, you feel about to sleep. And then suddenly you reach that stage and then within a minute you get very conscious of yourself again. You start feeling your hands is spinning, your back is spinning, or your legs are hurting. You reach a certain stage and you immediately feel you just come back to the why is it that you reach that stage suddenly you get very conscious, you start feeling very physically, you should feel like getting up sometimes and say it's enough because I can't take it anymore. So it's coming stages that
you have eaten there is a resistance in your system. Or there is a certain limit of your ability to receive. It's not resistance, but a limitation to receive what you are receiving. So that can be overcome only by repeated exercises of this kind. Let always be very patient with yourself.
You mentioned that you put a bucket into the garden and then planting your into the cave and you feel the sense of protection. But it doesn't always last. Is it a kind of an escape, or then after repeatedly doing it, does it become more positive?
Is that an escape? The question is, whatever you want to do, please just do everything. So that you are not anxious about anything. Really find at least a day or so in a month when you have really done everything that you thought you have done. You organize your life in such a way that you really find that everything that is demanded of you, you have done. So you are not escaping from anything. You shouldn't be wounded by this idea that you are escaping from something. It is to find time to be with yourself and with God, which is the most important meeting in the life. All other meetings or other activities are of lesser importance. This is the most important meeting. So for that you must organize your life in such a way that you find time for it. It is the most important thing to be done in life. So finish everything that you want to do, just as you go for dinner party, and you have finished everything so that you can really have good dinner party. Similarly, when you organize your life in such a way that you are just going to be with yourself and with God, then there is no sense of escape. And if you repeat this, then you will find the deeper experiences of this pleasureliness. Actually, garden I spoke of because all the trees, plants, flowers, Mother said that they are constantly in a state of prayer. Yes. You may not know, they may not know, plants are not conscious, but they are constantly in a state of prayer. This is the natural grace on them, actually, you might say, that the plants, flowers, trees, are constantly in a state of prayer. In fact, a small child, you know, tell a small child, pray to God, and take it very seriously, more seriously than you or anybody else. And he really goes on praying. Similarly, these plants have been told, pray, and they have taken this kind of a command, and they are constantly doing it. And there is no respite from it. It is not as if someday it will stop. This is the only natural breathing of the plants. So if you are in company of the plants and trees and flowers, then you have the best company of constant prayers and sincere prayers, unartificial prayers, which are constantly rising upwards to the divine. That's what is the best company. That's what I spoke of, I don't know.